Hello, can you speak up a bit? I can't hear you, darling. A little bit better. Yeah, my name's Christine Kelly, and I'm with your company with my internet. And I was just wondering how come it's gone from $84.51 up to $88.60, and I didn't even get notified. So, thank you. Because Christine Ann Kelly, Unit 2, 10 to 12, Mitchell Avenue, Ashwood. It might be only, yeah, it might be only $4 to some people, but I sit down and I budget my money down to the last cent. I don't get paid now till next week, and I make sure I've got enough money to keep me going. So, you know, is it going to keep going up and up and up and up? Because I don't want to stay with your company if it's keep going on, because it started off at $70, now it's up to $88, and I'm only on the pension. And we don't get that much money to live on from the stupid government. And by the time I pay out all my bills and everything, that leaves me with roughly about 300 a fortnight. And sometimes my food shopping goes over 300 a fortnight. And I've got a cat and a dog and a budgie and myself to feed, and I help some friends of. Okay. Yeah, because so what date in June, not dating next year, so I'm writing that all down. January. Okay, because I tried finding the number when I paid the bill or when you took it out of my bank last night at 7 o'clock at night. I thought, how come you don't have your number on the thing? I had to Google it to get the phone number to ring you. So, yeah, but I had to Google it on my iPad. I had to Google up your phone number to get to you so I could ring you. I don't get invoices, darling. I don't even get an email saying that my bill is due. And I know it's due on the 18th of every month because I make sure the money's there to cover my bills. But I don't even get an invoice to saying how much it's going to be. They don't even send it to my email address. Have you got my email address? Yes, lowercase. Okay, then, as long as I know it's not going to go up next month to another $4. Yep. Okay, then. What was your name? Kim. Okay, thanks very much, Kim. You know, because it's very hard when you're on your own, Kim. I don't know how you, if you've got family or anything, or husband. I'm just here by myself, on my own. And I can't turn around and say. And, you know, it's very hard. And I'm stuck at home 24/7 some days because I'm not very well. I'm a sick person. I don't want to bear you with my illnesses and everything, but I like to go out at least Saturday and Sunday if I can afford to go to bingo with my friends. If I can't, I'm stuck at home, you know, with my cat and my dog to talk to. And watch the TV in front of my iPad, and I'm just, my children, they don't care if I live or die. And my grandchildren, I've got plenty of family, but I've got nobody in my family to even visit me, to ring me up and say, hi, Mum, how are you today? You know, I'm here on my own, and I don't want to give you some story, but, you know, it's very hard when you see, oh, my God, the bill's gone up, you know. I wish our pension would go up a bit more than $14 every once a year, and the food goes up $30 more a fortnight. You know, it's very hard, Kim. I don't know if you're lucky. You got a job. You know, you work and you get paid every week. I get paid once a fortnight, $900 a fortnight. And by the time you pay our gas, electricity, water, internet, phone bills, and I make sure all that money's insurance for my funeral when I die. You know, I sit down and my calendar's like a diary to me. Okay, I'll get paid. Okay, and thanks a lot, Kim. I appreciate it. Sorry for being a burden. Yeah, and I love my internet, you know. And I play on my iPad a lot, you know, so I need the internet. So, okay, then. Okay. Okay, thanks very much, Kim. I'm sorry for being a pain in the ass. Okay, then. Thanks very much, Kim. I appreciate your time. Okay, well, I'll let you go. So I know you must be busy with thousands of other people like me. Okay. Okay, thanks very much, Kim. Have a nice day, darling. God bless. Bye.